Jordan, LeBron? Oh, there's the question. That's what everybody's talking about right now. We're just hot off of a sweep from the Golden State Warriors on top of the Cavaliers. And if you watched the series or you didn't watch the series, you've probably heard by now that the Cavaliers essentially didn't show up in Game 4. It was pretty much a blowout. And there was a lot of thoughts going into that series that maybe the Cavs could do something. LeBron could help pick him up on his shoulders like he's done in the past and carry him through to a championship. But that didn't happen. So a basic question I want to talk to you about. Who's the greatest of all time? Is it Jordan or is it LeBron? I've got the answer. Here we go. So the question, who's the greatest of all time, we're talking about sports in general, but specifically the NBA today, is always a very hot button subject, especially now with LeBron being the current king of the NBA, if you will. There are many out there that say, well, he's the best ever. He's the best in the world. And I would say, granted, he's probably the best in the world right now. I absolutely agree with that. But is he the greatest of all time? That's a completely, completely different topic. And here's why. When Michael Jordan came out in the 1980s, the world had never seen anything like him before. The NBA has certainly never seen anything like him before. He elevated the league to a whole nother status. He was the wave and the juggernaut that brought in endorsement deals like we've never seen before. He had moves. Of course, he was Air Jordan. No one had ever seen one float gracefully through the air like he did. But he did it game after game after game. So statistically speaking, I'm going to leave that up to the hardcore statisticians out there to talk about how great he was. But I want to walk you through something that's a little more anecdotal, a little more maybe emotional, and to say this. If you look at the current argument today, and what it's been like for the last 20 or so years, especially the better part of 15, the argument's always been, who's the greatest? Is it Allen, a.k.a. Iverson, or Jordan? Is it Kobe? Or Jordan? Is it LeBron or Jordan? It all comes back to one thing, and that is Michael Jordan. In science, they call that a control. See, in science, when you want to test new theories, new drugs, new processes, new technology, anything like that, you need to have something to compare it to. And the thing that you always compare your new product and or invention to is the thing called a control. But I think generally speaking, you understand where I'm coming from. You see, in this conversation, what I'm saying to you is that Michael Jordan is the control. He was the first to usher in what we see today as a new era of athlete, or something I refer to as the evolution of an athlete. But for those out there that are saying, well, we can't have this conversation about having some proper stats, I'm going to borrow a few key stats here from hoopshype.com. That's HOOPSHYPE.com. And this article was found on April 25th, 2018. Here's 10 key stats LeBron still trails Jordan in the race for the best ever. Appearances in the NBA All-Defensive Team. Jordan's been on that team 9 times. LeBron's been on there 6. Career free throw percentage. Jordan, 83.5. LeBron, 73.9. Dunk contest wins. And this may be the most important one of them all. Jordan won 2. LeBron has won 0. Playoff points per game. Jordan has scored 33.4 points per game in the playoffs. LeBron's at 28.5. League leader in steals. Jordan, 3 times. LeBron, 0. Points per game. Jordan, 30.1. LeBron, 27.5. NBA Finals MVP. Jordan, 6 times. LeBron, 3. NBA scoring championships, Jordan 10 times, LeBron once. NBA MVP, Jordan 5, LeBron 4. NBA titles, Jordan 6, LeBron 3. So, see, if you want to get down to some of the brass tacks numbers of it all, and that's according to hoopshypes.com, if you look at those numbers and those numbers alone, Michael Jordan's the greatest player of all time. Now, let's be cautious and understanding here about the fact that LeBron's not done playing yet. He's still young. He's got time under his belt. He can put in another 5 or 6 years maybe. We'll see what happens. But the point is that if you go to what it is right now, which is that if you're just looking at the stats, he's better than LeBron. And championships, as we say, and the rings, as we say, is what matters, right? But it may sound like I'm defending Jordan here, and some of that, in my defense, is kind of a generational thing. So my generation was the first generation to grow up with Michael Jordan. And when he came on TV, the world had never seen anything like the man. He was an international superstar, a sensation. He was part of the Dream Team. Where he traveled, the hype went. Where he traveled, the excitement went, because he was Michael Jordan. Air Jordan. Remember Gatorade commercials? I want to be like Mike. When those commercials came on, every kid in the world, and even grown folks, men and women, can get really excited when they saw that commercial. Because we were witnessing something that the sports world had never seen before. But again, I want to come back to the fact I'm not defending Michael Jordan, and I'm certainly not meaning to offend LeBron James, because what I believe is this. These comparisons need to be compartmentalized into generations. Michael Jordan was certainly, and I don't think anyone can argue the fact that he is the greatest of his generation. He's the greatest of my generation. And he's certainly the greatest in a long line of players in the NBA. And who knows, depending on who you talk to, maybe he'll always be the greatest ever. But when you look at players like LeBron James, you look at players like Kobe Bryant, these guys start out younger. And these days they're bigger, they're faster, they're stronger. Almost like the Bionic Man from the 1970s TV show. They're doing everything. They can bang in the paint, they can run up and down the floor, they run a 40-yard dash in under 5 seconds. I know I'm conflating football a little bit, but you get the point. It's the evolution of the athletes. These guys are doing things differently than they did before. So it's not as if LeBron James or even Michael Jordan blew out their field necessarily in terms of greatness. But you have to look at them respectively and where they fall in from the timeline perspective. When did they play? Who did they play? How did they play? The conversation, of course, does always come back to, well, who had the best supporting cast? Of course, Michael Jordan had a fantastic team in Chicago Bulls with Scottie Pippen, Horace Grant, Paxton, one of my personal favorites. You remember Steve Kerr. He's a coach today, the world champion, Golden State Warriors. Dennis Rodman, he certainly didn't hurt the team. They were a creme de la creme. They were an all-star team, all in of themselves. Much in the way that we're seeing the Golden State Warriors play it these days. What about LeBron? Well, he started out with the Cavs, very young. Didn't bring a ring home. Granted, they didn't have a team that could help him do that. He went to Miami, got two, because he had a better supporting cast. Came back to Cleveland and he got one. He's got 3 rings, as we just talked about earlier. Now, he's certainly great in the sense that he can elevate teams and he can lift teams to the next level and carry them on his shoulders to a certain point. But where does it stop and where does it end? Where does it start? Where does it end, I should say? Is it pure metrics? I can't say that it is. Is it purely rings? I don't think it is. Because by that measure, the guy that never plays on the Chicago Bulls is greater than LeBron, because he rode the pine for 6 championships, while LeBron only got 3. So I think it's best that we leave these things kind of parked in a lane of generations and parked in lanes of influence. What did they do for their time? What did they do for the league at the time that they played? What did they do in terms of being a role model during the period that they played? Because at this pace, 100 years from now, we're still going to be comparing people to Michael Jordan. Will we ever truly just stop there and say, nope, the new controller is LeBron James? I don't think so. Because 20 years from now and 50 years from now, there's going to be a new Michael Jordan. There's going to be a new LeBron James. And you can expect those athletes to get bigger and faster and stronger. And quite frankly, I don't think you can compare any of them. I'm just regular correct.